Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, especially if you disagree with Wyatt, please reach out to us at either the Facebook. That's at The Home Team 512, or you can give us a call at 855-299-HOME, or the website, which is Loans, and that's an S, not a Z, even though I sounded like it, loansfromtroy.com. And this segment, I know Wyatt wants to just react to that comment.
I do.
So bad.
You always piss me up with that. I thought we agreed. We don't get many negative comments, if any at all. But I thought I agreed that you were going to be the one taking care of that.
Right. No, I just forward that to you.
Oh, is that?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I got to handle all the Security National mortgage questions because they are sponsoring
us. Okay. Fair enough.
Because they turn houses into homes by financing your American dream.
And I'm left with the negative comments.
That's right.
On Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a sales guy. I got to be positive.
All right. Yeah. No, I like it. Okay. Yeah. But we don't really, honestly, we don't get any. I think we've gotten a couple over the days.
Well, you know, and our special guest, of course, Kyle with Two Step Clean, who in our next segment is going to introduce a proprietary cleaning system that is exclusive to just them.
I think kind of cool with the flu season coming up and the ever so looming COVID on our necks, and you won't know what it's going to do. So he's going to talk about a little bit about that and how to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, one of the things, you know, Kyle, we'll dig into this a little bit later, but that's one of the things about COVID that no one can agree on is how long that stuff lasts.
Right.
I've heard minutes and I've heard weeks. So let's just have Two Step Clean come in there and clean it and be done with it.
Be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is the fun part, professional sports, and there's a lot going on. I don't know if the debate is settled, but I sure know that Tom the Goat Brady is way out in front.
He is. Oh, so I've talked about this. I said Brady's going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, Patriots have had some setbacks. Yeah. Newton getting taken out and what have you. Brady, man, he took it to him. He took it to him last Sunday.
Well, I mean, he just said, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFC. Watch this.
Watch this.
Yeah, I would say he said, hold my beer, but I don't think Tom Brady drinks.
And it's with the Buccaneers. I mean, the guy is the GOAT. Does he not drink?
No, Giselle doesn't allow it.
Yeah. Well, if I was married, she said not to drink, I would have taken my last drop of alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be the GOAT? I mean, come on. You know, he's been in the NFL for, what, three and a half, four decades. He's married to Giselle.
It's hard not to be mad at him.
He's got like 57, you know, World Series or World Championships.
Did you say that? World Series?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the seventh inning he won that? Or
is that good?
Yeah. Is that good? Yeah. He is that. That's how good he is.
He even has a World Series.
That's right. And a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. But, you know, and so, I mean, he's way out front. There's no way. I don't like him. You know,
you like him?
I'm a Cowboys guy.
I like
as much as it hurts. I'm a Texas, you know, he's the North. He's the Yankee, you know, all that sort of things that I don't. But I respect every single thing he's done.
I'm on.
I mean,
I think he's a good guy. So therefore I like him.
I mean, he's been in the spotlight for 20 years.
Yeah.
And has, I mean, the most controversial thing he's done is snap at a radio guy when he was talking about his children.
Inflate Gate, right?
There was that.
There was that one too.
You know, but come on, really? Does 14 or 12 pounds of pressure really affect a football?
Well, obviously not, because they're not doing it anymore, and he's still winning. So
apparently it affects our country.
Yeah, right. That's all it takes, right? Yeah,
you know,
2 pounds of pressure, and the country will go crazy.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive, because, you know, let's think about some of the greatest like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods couldn't go 20 years without getting in trouble. You know, no one really can. I mean, your special ones, Tim Duncan's, you know, even LeBron James.
It means you're living a good life, I think, because people are looking after you.
Yeah, I mean, there's that guy in basketball, LeBron James. He's the same thing. He's kind of been in the spotlight a long time. And the worst thing he did was when he was very young, he moved from one team to another, and he felt very confident in his decision. That's really the worst thing he's done.
Right.
Well,
he also moved when he got older, too.
Right, but he did it better. He's moved since then, and he didn't have the controversy. Right. You know, people forget when he moved the first time, he's like 25, 26. You know?
Yeah, I mean, what were you doing at 25?
Yeah.
Which job did you throw your hands up and quit out of
yeah,
nowhere?
Yeah, I think the kiss my derriere was kind of, you know, as I was headed out the door. Course, you know, yeah, stuff yeah. like that. You know,
People forget that.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, but to be in that kind of a fishbowl for your entire life, like those kind of, I respect that because I can't do it.
So, Kyle, do you follow any professional sports, professional football?
Oh, yeah, especially football.
Is there a team you watch?
I really like the Cowboys.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
That's a tough.
It's painful.
Like, wearing a mask and saying Cowboys okay now because you're wearing a mask,
can't see
my
face.
I mean, I'm so deep into fantasy that I just put it on Red Zone and go.
See, I used to do fantasy football, but then it almost ruined football for me a little bit. But I do like fantasy football.
Yeah, I did not get into any fantasy leagues this year just because of everything going on as far as work, busy, all that sort of stuff. And so, honestly, now that the Cowboys, their season's pretty much over.
You're screwed if you had Dak.
I'm smarter than that.
Yeah, are you?
No Cowboys on my roster.
No Cowboys? Okay, you can't really bet on them, can you?
No.
Oh, you can.
What about Zeke? Zeke is just...
my question was, because he went when he was doing the strike or the holdout or whatever you want to call it. Where was he at? Cancun, Cozumel?
Somewhere over there. Cozumel, I think.
Cozumel, something like that. Is there something in the sand down there that kind of messed up his fingertips?
Oh, that made it too smooth?
Yeah, he might have rubbed the fingertips.
Yeah, he smoothed the
can't hold on to the dad-blasted football.
Well, unfortunately, when you ask for a lot of money, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, when you ask for that much money, you can't have those mistakes.
No.
You can't afford them. I mean, that you're calling on the owners, the fans, to actually put a magnifying glass on you. If you ask for that much money... Yeah. Like a LeBron, you got to come up with it, and he's not.
Money, in my opinion, puts a ROI on it.
All right.
A return of investment.
Sure.
And you are the highest paid running back now because I think the other guy lost his job or whatever.
Right.
And you're fumbled more than anyone else in the country.
Well, he's not even starting next week, and that's an expensive non-start.
Yeah. So, but honestly, we knew this was going to happen. Le'Veon Bell got released.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy that held out for a year
right.
to get a big fat contract, who got less of a contract than Zeke and now has been cut.
Right, because he couldn't come up with it.
You know, professional football, running backs have become a third-round commodity. I mean, you can get a guy in the third round that can play for 3 or 4 years
right.
and give you just as much production as
Zeke. Give you first downs.
Yeah. You know, and you can have 2 or 3 guys.
Running back.
You know, for the running back it's the quarterback and a corner or in the left tackle.
It always rotates.
And the defensive end. Those you got to have, you know, you got to have a corner that can stop the receivers.
Sure.
You got to have a quarterback that can outthrow the corner. You got to have a left tackle to protect the blind side, and you got to have a defensive end that can pass rush. You got to have those.
You have to have that running back because that opens up the field a little bit, of course, but he's not your most expensive player on the field.
So you can get 5 offensive linemen for the cost of 1 Zeke Elliott.
Then you don't need – you're right. Yeah, right? If you have an awesome front line like the Dallas Cowboys did, and that's when they won all that stuff where Emmitt Smith looked like – I mean, he's a good running back.
Yeah.
But you put Barry Sanders back then behind that line – it would have been insane.
Murray for the Cowboys. He was like the greatest running back, you know, in the history of the world. He left the Cowboys nothing.
Right.
Nothing because he was behind an offensive line. And I'm starting to cry. Tears are welling up, you know. I tried not to get emotionally involved, but, you know, they just, it's like Al Pacino said, and then they pulled me back in, you know, and that's kind of where I'm at with them. And so I have officially emotionally detached from the Cowboys. So we're just going to watch the rest of the season as if it's just another football game.
I'm with you.
Yep. We have been, you have been listening to the home team. Not we, but we have.
I've been listening to you.
Troy and Wyatt. And of course, our special guest, Kyle from Two Step Clean. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At the home team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our...
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can definitely stop by the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is the Home Team 512 and drop us a line. Give us a comment or a shout out. Or even if you have any questions, let us know. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. I like that. I changed that.
I like the accent on it.
Yeah. You know, and hey, this is the work part, man. This is serious stuff here. It's the real estate market in the greater Austin area is what...
Don't tell me. It's doing good?
It's good is a good way to say that, yes. I mean, it's only up 30%.
Just 30%?
Year over year. 28, I rounded.
28% year over year.
I rounded.
Up 28%, really?
Yes. Pending sales are up 28% in September, so that means that October will have roughly a 28% increase year over year.
That's insane. Appreciation still at the same rate?
Appreciation is at 1% a month. Which is 12% a year.
So you're gaining, you're earning 1% on your money every month on your house.
Every month right now.
What a horrible investment.
Right?
12% return on your money?
Yeah. You know, it's
right? You can do better than that.
Yeah. You know, and there's people have talked to me about this and they've, well, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, I'd already jumped into the market between like 12 and 17 and kind of, and I, you know, I saturated in what I wanted to do. So I was good. And they're asking, I'm like, it's just not a good time for me. Right. But still, you know, if I'd have bought a house in 2018 or 2019, it's still 12%. I can't get 12% of my money at the bank.
Right. No.
I mean, it's 0.09, which is 0.9%.
What investments out there?
Or 0.9%. What
stocks out there give you those returns?
Right. You know,
that's a good.
Yeah. Especially Tesla's doing right.
Yeah.
Apple's not doing too bad. Amazon. I mean, there are some.
But I'm just, I don't mean it like that. I'm saying for the most part, but those you had to get lucky when you bought in to get those returns. Now, if you bought that, you're not getting that return.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that one of the things my daddy taught me when I was really young is that they ain't making any more land. So, you know, buy you some land. And there's, you know, the area is just getting smaller and smaller. The houses are getting closer.
I don't know.
In
Dubai, they do make land. What are you saying? There's some islands they're building out there. Just saying. Your dad might be kind of wrong.
Well, you know, that was like 30-some years ago. They didn't know how. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. We went on vacation. We're overseas in France, and they were dropping stones into the ocean.
That's
big rocks. Right. I'm like, what are they doing? They're like trying to build more land. I'm like, oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Seems safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right? They're going to build a big old hotel.
Great foundation. Nothing will ever go wrong with that, right?
Yeah. You know, so. I mean, let's just think about it. Houses are closing in an average of 37 days. So if the average contract is 30 days, that means that the average home is on the market available for purchase for 7 days. The average home. I mean, that's everyone.
And the greater Austin area.
Yeah.
And that's San Marcos all the way down yes. to...
So if you're out there and you're interested in looking at a home and it goes on the market and you like it, put an offer on it.
Right away. and you might just get it.
Yeah. At least you will be considered. Yeah. Let's just not go
it's not a guarantee.
Yeah. At least you'll be considered. And that's what I think most people need to understand about the market right now. It's a great investment. You know, right now you can't go wrong. Even if the economy does collapse, which it happens, you know, this is a cycle. There's a circle of the economic circle, right? Mm-hmm. Even if the housing market does pop and slow down, all that stuff, it did it, the worst it's ever done in the history of America, you know, just 10 years ago. And every home is worth way more than it was 10 years ago. So your house is always going to be there. But if your company that you invested in a stock goes out of business, you've lost that money forever.
Right.
You know, that's the difference.
Yeah,
to me.
Dust Bowl is not going to happen again.
Right. That's the
We've
difference.
We've learned
from that. Yeah. You know, there's too much. You know, we can just print money to get us out of something and things like that. So there's lots of options. We're smarter. We understand the economic circle. Y'all all just looked at me when I said we could print money. I thought it was, I was like, nobody laughed.
I was like, well, no, I was like, we're going to talk later.
You're like, Troy, you have just completely changed your position on everything in life.
We can print money. You can spend it. Don't worry about it.
So where I was theoretically going is that, you know, we're just a lot smarter now.
True.
So that we can see the changes coming.
We have indicators.
We've made
enough mistakes
in the past to know that what doesn't work. And so we're able to do better in the future is kind of what I was thinking when I was saying that. But, you know, one of the things that if you're wanting to sell your home right now, people are fighting over it. You know, but there's still that concern. You know, we do have the pandemic still here. There is not a...
And flu season's coming.
Flu season's coming. You know, when things cool off, I don't quite understand it, so I guess viruses just survive better in cooler weather. When things cool off, you know, there's people get more, you know, there's the ability to get sick is higher, I guess, or the probability
right.
is higher. And so... Well, what can we do or you do if you're trying to sell your home to protect yourself and those looking? What can you do to set yourself apart?
What is that, Kyle?
Well, funny you should ask. We have a two-step process, hence the name Two Step Clean. And the first step is a hospital-grade disinfectant that we will come in with an electrostatic fogger and spray all of your touchable surfaces. So anything down from about 6 feet on your walls to any high traffic area, your carpet, your, you know, doesn't matter what the surface is, we can get it on there. It kills 99.99% of all harmful bacteria and viruses. You look at the list, COVID, obviously at the top, kills COVID, kills flu, kills MRSA, kills SARS, kills swine flu, salmonella. Things can't stick to this. Mold, you know, bacteria.
So black molds, yeah. And things like that.
If you've got an area that you've got concern with mold, you can clean it out. We can spray over this, and it will not stick. Actually, not to step one, to step two. So moving on to step two is a product that actually protects your surfaces once we've disinfected them with our original hospital-grade disinfectant, and it will protect them for up to 90 days. Now, what it does is it creates a covalent bond with the surfaces that it's applied to, and that has been the bond has been shown to get stronger when you clean it, when you're, you know,
redisinfecting
it.
Bleach and things like that won't mess it up.
No, you would have to actually like sand it or repaint it to get it off. But yeah, so very very durable. It's proven by the EPA to last 90 days. It has been shown to last much, much longer. We did a study back at the Atlanta airport a few years ago, and 3 years was the number that they had tested.
But you can't say
As far as the EPA is concerned, we're going to say 90 days.
But 90 days.
I will say that you could probably increase on that number.
So you have to reapply it after 90 days.
I would suggest that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of the...
And this prevents the new... From being able to kind of settle in on the surface?
Right. So basically it positively charges your surface, and when a negatively charged bacteria or virus lands on it, it just gets exploded. And we've got videos that can illustrate that.
I want to see the coronavirus get exploded.
Yeah.
Now that would be
pretty
cool.
You'd have to get a pretty significant microscope to look at that.
Yeah,
But we do got some cartoonish videos you can watch.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Did y'all just hear that? We just dropped science, yo.
That's right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Well, so that being said, so now this is something that y'all actually have a team that comes in mm-hmm. and applies this product.
Right. We can do it in a very short period of time. Typically, you know, we're doing homes and small businesses. We've got three different ways that we can sell it. We can apply it directly ourselves. We can sell the actual chemicals and applicator to an individual or a business. And then also we can sell in large format. So if we had, you know, let's say a school system or you know, just a massive building, we can sell by the 55-gallon drum.
Okay, well. I would think school system would be a good one.
Absolutely,
right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, that's something y'all obviously are going after currently.
Absolutely. Schools, county and city offices, sheriff's departments. We can do your cars. If you've got a business where you've got a different employee in the same car every day, we can protect that constantly so that
you're not,
you know, cross-contaminating. And before I forget, we can also treat your HVAC system. So we'll apply it in your air vents, and it will remain again for 90 days.
And all your air ducts and what have you.
Right, in your air ducts, and you will improve your air quality up to 87%. It will also get rid of any odors that are in the air. So if you got like a smoke house or maybe you cooked fish last night, it'll zap.
Or you have like three toddlers
that are
hiding things in couch cushions.
I hate the smell of my house right now.
He's like, please come over.
He had me hide the smell.
So this is a pretty important thing. So we have obviously flu season things coming along right now. COVID always a concern now. How do people get a hold of you?
They can reach us at www.twostepclean.com, or you can call us at 210-593-3393.
And one more time on that phone number.
210-593-3393.
All right.
Now, on the two-step clean, is that spelled out or the number two?
Number two, then STEPCLEAN.
He said number two on the radio.
Ah! Did I? Oh, yeah, that's right. The number two, that's right. Good news. Okay, so... And that kind of, it takes how long to come into your house and do that?
It depends on the square footage. And by the way, if we're applying it ourselves, that's the way we charge. And you can typically estimate about 20 cents a square foot. But on a 2,000 square foot home, 2,500 square foot home, you're looking at probably half hour, 45 minutes. Yeah, and you don't have to vacate the premises. I would suggest, you know, anyone that's inside the building is wearing at least a mask, but that's about it. It's extremely safe. The product, the disinfectant that we use, like I said, for the third time, is hospital grade. It is food safe after a couple of minutes that it's, you know, evaporated. Doesn't leave a residue. This is so much safer than products like bleach or Lysol, which are considered harsh chemicals.
Sure.
And I wouldn't want my young kids to eat off of a surface after you treated it with bleach. So.
And do y'all have a lot of your clients being realtors who are doing this for their clients?
Absolutely, yeah, we do, especially in San Antonio, where I'm from. I know a lot of realtors that are offering this to their buyers to actually bill it to the title company and roll it into the closing costs, so that when they're selling their house, even when they're showing their house, we can provide a seal so that, you know, potential buyers are protected. You know, you never know who's coming to see your house. Everyone's protected, and then you know, people that are that's for sellers, and people that are buying the house, you know, if it hasn't been treated, then that's the first thing that you want to do. You want to make sure that you're going into a house that is completely disinfected and going to be safe for you guys for the next 90 days.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And so how do they get a hold of you again?
They can do twostepclean.com, number two, STEPCLEAN.com, or 210-593-3393.
Perfect.
Dude, this is a great service. It's very affordable, too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know.
To take all that the concern out, you know.
Well, and honestly, when you have three toddlers, so like at one point, I'm not kidding you, this is, you know, I'm going to dig a little deep, but we scrubbed our entire house with bleach water one time because we just had some sickness come in and it just kept circulating through the house. And I'd rather have paid you 20 cents a foot than to do that myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so hey, remember, if you're interested in this, it's stepclean.com. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you in just a minute. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring money and sports together for your entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. You know, and of course, we have our special guest, Kyle with Two Step Clean. So if you really want to get your house taken care of, please reach out to Kyle at two, and that's the number two, stepclean.com. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know... Y'all thought I was going to lose it in the beginning, didn't you?
You did good, though.
Yeah, just pulled right through. I don't even know what I said now. If there was a beep earlier, that's probably because I said something I wasn't supposed to, and I just kind of pulled it out. So
you did good. Yeah. You did good.
You know, it's when the plane's like right there, and you just kind of nose up just at the last second.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I got to see it all from this seat. It was great.
So, you know, this is, you know, Kyle, this is a segment for me that takes on a little bit of a personal. Growing up, I didn't understand money. I wasn't taught money. And so I had to make a lot of mistakes in my 20s and in my early 30s, too.
Just if we're honest, if we're being honest
now. Maybe into the mid 30s. Okay. Let's just go there. And then, you know, so and I want to help people, you know, not have to make those mistakes because, you know, everybody's been making these mistakes. And it's like we don't like to talk about our money with other people because it's a very personal thing, you know,
especially if you're kind of failing at it.
Yeah, I mean,
it can be embarrassing. You're like, but when you find out everybody else is doing it and there's ways to get out of it,
absolutely,
it's a good thing.
I mean, that guy that you're looking at the party that you're talking to that you think has got it all together, in his mind, he's probably like, oh my God, I hope my check hits before midnight because all my auto payments and I could lose everything if my company is slow. You know, I mean, you just never know because people hide it and they don't want to talk about it. And so because I've been that guy. I understand. And so I want to help people make the better decisions. And, you know, I believe in Dave Ramsey's thoughts. You know, the only debt you should have is your house, plain and simple. And after that, you can live a good life. And so, you know, one of the things is that by the time someone's heard this, it's too late to help them. You know, they're so far down the credit card rabbit hole. They're so far down the rolling negative equity into their vehicle, you know, rabbit hole that they can't. There's just no way they can get out of it. It'll take them a decade to get out of their debt. You know, the All Your Worth book I had mentioned before is a great way if you're kind of there to kind of read your way out of it, kind of, you know, break your into 50% of your income should go to the required expenses, living, everything it takes to live, right? Then 30% should go into your discretionary, you know, and it's funny how I say TV is a discretionary income.
It is.
And people look at me, you know, but you'd be surprised how many people spend like $200 a month on TV.
That they don't watch much.
And, you know, and things like that, you know, and then 20% should go to savings. If you're not saving 20%, you're doing something wrong. It's that simple. If you can't save 20% of your net income, you're doing something wrong. You know, you need to readjust the other 50-30. And some people just can't. Their income's not going to go up fast enough. They'd move some cards. Now the 0% things that everybody used, they're all gone. Now credit cards are 12 to 20%. So they're just, you know, just trying to struggle to stay up, you know, just to stay above water. So one of the things that I think is a lifeline right now that the greater Austin area and really most of America has, and they don't realize they have, is the cash out loan. So if you own a home and you've owned it for more than 2 years, you've already increased your home's value by 20%+.
I mean, the Austin area.
In the greater Austin area, yeah. So your home's worth like 20%+ more than it was for sure. And you've been paying on it and you put a down payment and things like that. I mean, I've had some that are worth 40-50% more in the last 2 or 3 years. So, but if you've lived in your house more than 2 years, your interest rate is in the fours or fives. Your home is worth 30-40% more. Why not refinance that home, put the rates in the, you know, low threes, high twos, take cash out, pay off all that other debt, and your total expenditure drops. So let's say your house payment, your car payment, and your credit card payments are $3,000, right? If you refinance all that into your house, now your house payment goes from, let's just say, $1,800 to $2,500. Let's just say, worst case, right? You still save $500 a month. You know,
$500 a month.
Yeah.
Plus you're not paying as much percentage on your money.
Right. It's a lower percent, but also your mortgage or your mortgage interest is tax deductible. Your credit card interest is not. Your car interest is not. You know, so now you've kind of assisted in your taxing, you know, tax money. You've lowered your tax, you know.
Yeah.
Bill. I'm trying to think of the exact word. But yeah, so you've lowered your tax, you know, that you have to pay because of things like that. So smart use of your money is important. I always believed in OPM if you needed other people's money. And this is definitely one thing that a lot of people have the opportunity, but they don't see it, you know. And so, I mean, I'll see people and I talk to them. They'll call and want to refinance. And I'll look at their debt situation. I'm like, how about we pay all your debt off? And they're like, well, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm like, but do you understand, you know, you'll add to, you're already going to refinance. So you're, sure. you know, so, but we're only going to add $30 to your payment, but we're going to save you $400 a month in total debt.
Payment. It's a no brainer.
Right. And so, and I think people are missing that.
Well, it's this lack of education in it.
Yeah.
So you're learning them today.
Yeah. And the most important thing, of course, is like we've always talked in money, is the first thing starts with buying a home. So if you haven't bought a home, you can't do this. You know, your landlord's not going to let you take a cash out on their property.
No, they don't do that.
No.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You can't get first and last month's rent back from them?
I mean, you can.
Right? Pet deposit, they won't give that to you?
No. And you know that pet deposit's getting pretty ugly, you know, I mean, because...
Oh, you have to, it's almost like another roommate.
Yeah. You know, I do have some rental properties, Colin. I don't like people that bring pets. They just, especially Labradors.
Oh, soft-mouth dogs.
I love labs.
They're great dogs, but
they're great boy. They just
chew up everything.
And when they want to get out, they don't care what kind of door you have there. They're getting out of that door.
Yeah. Door frames chewed, right? Window sills chewed.
And they don't mean any harm at all.
Sweetest dogs ever.
Yeah. I love the dog, but just don't want them as a rental.
Blinds down.
I've got four cats and a dog, and I try to give them away to anybody that will take them every chance I get.
No, they won't take them?
Nope.
But you won't be able to rent a house with four dogs, that's for sure. That's a tough one.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you just don't tell them.
Yeah. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes for you?
That's what people do to me.
Yeah, right.
You know. No, we don't have any dogs. You go there, it's Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. You know, it's a little slow today, guys.
Yeah, that's right. I just you got a lot going on. Yeah, they have llamas, elephants in the backyard. No dogs.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking going back to our original conversation as far as that one, you know, a lot of things people ask kind of how and why and when as far as refinancing. One of the things we always talk about, and I think it's important now, is that, you know, if you refinance and you close on your loan in late December, your property taxes are already paid. So you don't have to roll that into the new loan. So December and January, for as long as I've been doing loans, I've always suggested to people that's when you want to close your loan because you save money, you know, right. Especially in Austin, $6,000 to $10,000 is a very average property tax. So you got to think, you know,
if you're lowering your payment, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. If we're refinancing you in, you know, October, you got to have that $10,000 on your loan. So
you're making that payment higher.
Right.
You will get that money back.
Right.
But you'll have a higher payment.
Yeah. And so that's kind of, you know, it just depends on what you're trying to do. So I always think it's always December, January, February is always the best time because it's the lowest escrow months for us to establish an escrow account. Now, doing a cash out in Texas is very, very different than many, many, many other states. You know, we call it an A6 loan, you know, Alpha A6 loan. And because that's a code in the law that, basically, it breaks down everything we need to know. You know, some of the things you need to understand about doing a cash out in the state of Texas is that your equity position after the loan can be no more than 80%. So using easy numbers here, let's say your house is worth $100,000 and you owe $60,000 on it. The maximum cash out loan you could take on this house is $80,000. That's 20% equity, 80% loan to value. So your $60,000 goes to payoff. That leaves you $20,000 to cover closing costs and cash back to you. And that's a state law, no way around it. You know, people ask about property inspection waivers, which would be an appraisal waiver. Like, because right now some properties you don't have to do an appraisal on if the numbers work out right and do you like them. That is not an option for a cash out loan. You must, the state requires that you get an active, valid appraisal, a regular full appraisal. So the appraiser must go into your home and take pictures and all that sort of stuff. So that would be obviously something where they'd want to use Kyle's two-step clean system before the appraisal, well, probably after he comes in.
both.
You know, but, you know, so the appraiser has to be done. They also have a maximum percentage of the loan that lender fees can be, which is 2%. So that, you know, that includes the underwriting, appraisal, you know, processing, MERS, all that sort of stuff. It's all lender fees. It was different before. It was 3% total fees, but that included title. You know, title's like 1%.
Right.
You know, kind of, you know, basically 1%.
Side scale, but yeah.
You know, so it's, so it was very difficult. And so that makes it smaller loan amounts are harder to do with the laws. So typically on a Texas cash out, you know, to make it, beneficial to you, you know, the loan amount needs to be at least 125. or more. And that's very important.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. You know, it's just because of the fee breakout and things like that. And the state of Texas doesn't mean anything negative against it. It's just one of those good ideas that kind of hurts people that, you know, hey, I just want to, I don't own anything in my house. I want 80 grand out. Well, we can't do it because we can't follow the Texas laws. So that's one of the concepts that you should be thinking
about. People just need to reach out to you, see what they're qualified for, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can go through all that data and numbers, and you can come back and tell them exactly what they can do with it.
Yeah.
But at the very minimum, they should be refinancing.
Yeah. Yes.
And if they have a chance to get a cash out,
absolutely,
then they should go that route as well. That way they're just paying on their house and that's it.
Yeah. You know, and again, you can attack your house payment or, you know, things like that. It's very important. You know, it's just a tool. You know, everybody needs to understand that money is a tool.
Right.
And this is a tool to help another tool, you know, as an example. And so they need to use it correctly. You know, a lot of people just buy it and they just move forward and they don't think about it. All they heard, I heard an arm's bad. I don't want to do an arm. That's kind of all people, 90% of the people come to me and that's what they say. I just don't want to do an arm because it's bad. That's all they know about it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have to sit down and try to explain and help because there's a lot to it. And people sometimes feel they should know these things. And they get kind of embarrassed, and they shouldn't.
Right.
You know, I do this 20 times a month. They do it like 3 times in their life.
I can get that. You know, you have some insecurities about the process, mm-hmm. but you'll help them through that all.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Basically, if I'm going to the doctor, I'm going to listen to what he says.
Right.
You know, I have no problems about that.
So you're a doctor of mortgages?
Right. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give us a call at 855-299-HOME, and the doctor will see you in just a minute.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions about anything we're about to say, you please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And this is typically the fun segment for us. Kyle is our special guest today. He's with Two Step Clean, and that is the number 2stepclean.com. If you want to get your house COVID cleared, you reach out to Kyle.
Please.
But this is typically our fun time, Kyle, where we talk about the things that we love. But, you know, right now, I'm equating my love for the Longhorn as to being a battered husband.
They're sticking it to you this year, man.
You know, so with that, hey, the Aggies are looking pretty good, y'all.
Oh, no, you want to get around. The Aggies are looking good. We'll talk about
that. Nice
them.
Segue.
Man, they are looking good. I mean,
they're 3-1.
3-1. Get some solid teams.
They beat Florida. You know, it is COVID crazy season, so nobody knows really nobody. But still, they beat Florida.
Number 4 at the time.
They went to Mississippi State and beat Leach, you know. So
and Mississippi State was not doing too bad?
No, you know. And so they've got Arkansas, South Carolina coming up. So, I mean, they could be, you know, 5-1 pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then going to Tennessee. And Tennessee's a good team, good enough to beat them. Right now, who knows? In 3 weeks,
but maybe it might be because their band will actually play their fight song. What do you think about that?
Did y'all hear the crack of my neck as he said that?
It could be that How Blue Connect is being played, but I hear that they're not playing.
And that ain't racist.
No, it's not. Come on now. No, but the thing is, we're gonna talk about it. You know, you don't want to talk about it yet.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Right. I was just gonna at least give some love to the Aggies. That's how bad my Longhorns are. You know, are you listening, CDC? Just telling you, I'm talking positive about the Aggies because
Aggies
you have let the Longhorn Nation just crumble on.
Longhorns, you know, they're coming off a tough loss. They had a bye week. They're playing. Who are they playing?
They're playing Baylor.
Baylor.
And now it's been announced that the band will not go play because they do not want to play the Eyes of Texas. What's your thoughts on that, Troy?
Well, the band hasn't played all year, so who cares?
Fair enough. But they're making a big deal about it, and they're going to the news outlets about it and not keeping it in house. You know, the Jay Hartzell, he's saying that, you know, they never planned for the band to play at the Baylor game.
Oh, well, I just kind of, I figure that, you know, I like the original thing. We don't understand the spreading of COVID during this, so we're just not going to use the ban. That's what they started the season with. We all knew it was a lie.
Right.
But at least it was a lie we wanted to accept.
So it's not going to stay in house anymore. It's outside the house, and it's like, big news.
It's like when you go out with that girl and she says, you're really handsome. You know,
right.
You know she's lying, yeah. But it's okay.
So they're talking about calling the alumni band in. That's what I've been hearing, alumni band.
Yeah.
The people are pushing for that.
It's
disappointing.
It's, you know, but it's also in every few generations there's a shift. You know, the last time we had a shift like this was in the 70s. It was spurred on by many things. You know, the Vietnam War was kind of the main lightning rod back then. You know, so this one is, you know, the police department's treatment of the, you know, criminals that are being, how they arrest criminals is kind of the thing that's the lightning rod right now. You know, so every has a shift, you know, and you have, so here's,
if the band doesn't play, and I'll push you through it. If the band doesn't play,
I'm so trying not to.
I know
be.
You are. And if the band doesn't play, do they still get their scholarships? Should they get their scholarships? If they're not going to do what their function is to being brought to the university to play for the university.
Does the band sports, even get scholarships?
They do.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that money could be used so many other places.
Now you're going to start a fight there.
But
if they're not willing to do their job.
Well, you know.
Now I don't think it's being forced on their thing. What's your thoughts on that?
It's hard because, you know, you become sort of isolationist if you pick on the band for that. Because there are a lot of industries right now. I mean, teachers in Austin are, you know, what, 88 teachers said they wouldn't go back and teach.
Well, it's not
you
because
know, so
of,
do they not get paid?
Now, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's kind of hard to single in on one thing.
But it's not because
thing.
Of COVID. It's because of something within their job.
No, the teacher is. Oh.
The band is.
Well, yeah.
They're not concerned about going with COVID.
Well, true. Theoretically true. But if you enforced it, couldn't they just say it's COVID and then everything changes?
I'll go ahead and say it for you. It's baloney. They should, you know, this to me at this point, I think the university has done a good job, you know, navigating through all these mm-hmm. different things that came up and how they attached it. But the thing is this, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, this song has nothing to do with the melody that it came from. There's many songs out there that use the same melody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this song is nothing but pride. And it shows the school coming together at the end of the game. And it's a long stretch to make this a racist song. I don't agree with it.
It's a 116-year stretch.
It's a long stretch to make it a racist standpoint. I don't agree with it, and I think that if you don't want to play, then you what? Give your scholarship and go somewhere else. That's my standpoint.
You know, when I was a kid, I knew the Aggie wore him by heart by the time I was 3 years old.
Yeah, same
but,
here.
But so people that have wanted to go to Texas all their life kind of expect this. They know that this song is going to be played after the football game. So why is it an issue
right
now?
Yeah, you knew.
Yeah, you knew.
Well, somebody didn't tell you that it was bad for you until you were here. Hey, just so you know, this is terrible for you. And here's why. If we look back over, you know, 100 years, and I get the history. I get the origination and the concept. I understand that. But it's also like, I'm not going to stop eating barbecue because, it was created by slaves because they got the worst portion of the animal to eat because I love barbecue. Right. But barbecue in itself is started from racism, from slavery.
Right.
You know, so why would I stop this? I mean, you know, we've moved on. I mean, things that happened 30 years ago are not acceptable
today.
You
can't stop barbecue. It's delicious.
Right. But you understand, but barbecue, where the Southern barbecue came from is the slaves, they got the worst part of the animal and they had to make it taste great.
But the thing is this is, and we can go through the history, but it's a long stretch mm-hmm. to make this a racist song. And I don't agree with it. I don't, but I'm okay with you if you don't agree with it. That's fine. And you don't have to play it, but you also don't have to play for the band.
Right. You know,
so those are your decisions.
Yes. And so, but see, that's the, now we're going way off the rails here.
Right. Sorry.
Did you hear that? That was the sound of the train.
If you don't like any of this stuff on
shit.
Facebook, you can reach out to Troy Manila.
Here's the thing. My generation, your generation, Generation X, we were raised by almost absentee parents, right? You know, because they were the generation before us, most of our parents, most of the parents of our generation, they were out. They were working. You know, mom started working during our generation. So we were the first kids that kind of had to raise ourselves, you know. I learned to cook at a young age, learned to do laundry and stuff like that because mom was gone and I had to help, right? So my generation, what they've done, instead of taking those values that made this generation, in my opinion, extremely great.
I think our generation?
I think the things that Generation X has done is amazing.
Kyle, you're in our generation
but
too,
one of the things that we haven't done is we went completely the opposite with our children. Because our parents were off trying to make ends meet and we raised ourselves, we have become helicopter parents in general. And so helicopter parents, we never allowed our children to grow up making mistakes. Right. And we stopped them from doing all the things that we learned. We learned a lot of mistakes. We learned a lot of rules and things that were stupid by the time we were 12 or 13 because we did a lot of things we shouldn't have done. And, you know, so we learned. And so as adults, we were able to jump right into the world in our early 20s and be adults.
We got our butts whipped.
Yeah. You know, and so but the kids today, they have never been in general. Okay, this is a very generalized
very
statement.
General.
But this is most of the children today have never been told no or had to work for something hard, most right. of them. And so now they're in school and they were said, hey, look, we understand you have some issues. You're here. We're going to give you this. We're not going to give you this. And so because they didn't get everything, they're going to give nothing. And so and that's where we're at. And
well, they've learned that they should be verified at every standpoint in their life, period.
Everything they say should
be verified and should be accepted and something should be done about it. That's not how life works.
Well, the newer generation was raised all or nothing. And so they're expecting all or nothing.
Right.
Hence the reason why it's so hard right now to have a political discussion with your younger friends, because it's all or nothing. You either completely agree with me or you're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
Right.
You know, and that's because that's just, and so we have to accept that's the generation and we have to work with them.
Okay.
You know? And so I don't really have an opinion on this because it's very emotional for me, the size of Texas. Because
it's a big deal.
To me it is because, you know, I was raised very young. My mom worked at the tower, you know, growing up. You know, I worked out with Eric Metcalf, you know, when I was a kid.
Really?
You know, been singing the Eyes of Texas since I was this. I've been, you know, my four-year-old, I've been singing the Eyes of Texas to him since he was a year. When he goes to bed, we sing the Eyes. It's, you know, it's a bond between me and the players and me and the school. And it's in the people that, like you said, knew the rules when they accepted the scholarship. Now they want to change the rules. And that's the part I don't agree with in life in general. Just because you lost doesn't mean the rules need to change. You know, and that's where we are right now.
Well, as I'm reading this right now, the one thing that we are not going to have to do without is the song. They said that they will play it via a recording, via whatever they need to do. The song will be played at the games because that is the university standpoint. However, it may or may not be played by the band.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay with that. But the thing is, I feel sorry for those people because I don't know.
What I wasn't okay with is watching Sam, after that performance, stand there by himself in the Cotton Bowl.
Because
that moment where the players sing with the fans, guys, that's like, they're right there. That's where my seats are. I mean, that's a moment. You know, even after a 65-3 trouncing one year, that's a moment with the players, you know, that is being taken away. And so that's the part I'm not okay with, you know. And, you know, so either y'all go out there and stand there while Sam sings or Sam go inside. I can't, that hurt my heart too much to see.
As the Longhorns need help with their game, they need all the spirit they can get. The band needs to be out there and helping them.
Well, the Longhorns need a lot more things.
I think that just speaks so many more volumes for Sam, though.
Longhorns need to tackle. Longhorns need to get open. Longhorns need to stop fumbling the football. Longhorns need lots of things, you know, and this divides the team.
Yep.
And there's no way around it. And you've been listening to The Home Team, and with your opinions, please leave them at the Facebook at The Home Team 512, or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and you can also reach out to loansfromtroy.com, and we'll see you next week.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.